We're doing Tehillim. We're up to the 56th chapter. Lam natzeiach al yonat elim rechokim le David michtam. The following song, King David conducted al yonat elim, about the dove that was muted, rechokim, as it was distanced, le David michtam. King David composed the following song, and one understanding is that michtam means he loved this song like a cherished jewel, like ketem. And another understanding is that michtam means King David, who was attacked yet was whole. This is a very nice pshat that the Targum tells us for the word mich tam. Mich is like makich. They tried to hit him, they tried to put him down. And tam, nonetheless, he was whole. So mich tam, he was knocked down yet whole. That's the balance of the word mich tam, according to the Targum. Be'echoz oto filishtim begat. When the Philistines captured him in Gat. So, there was a time in Jewish history when David HaMelech was threatened by his father-in-law, King Saul, and he had to flee. He fled to Philistine territory. The same enemies who he'd been fighting all this time, now he fled into their hands. And then Goliath's brothers kept asking the king, Achish, permission to kill him. They said, that's David! That's David who killed our brother! That's David who killed so many Philistines! And King David was silenced. He couldn't say a word. Now he was in their hands. He had just given himself over to their custody. So David HaMelech speaks about Yonat Elem Rechokim, that dove that is silenced, that is muted when it is distant. As King David was distant from his family, from his home, from his warriors, he was all alone. And he was silenced. What could he say at this point? And this is a metaphor for the Jewish people when they are distanced from the land of Israel, where at first glance they feel like they are silenced, they can't say anything, we're away from home, we're in foreign territory, but then they come back and they give praise. Just like David does in this chapter. Choneni Elohim, kishehafani enosh. David HaMelech says, Hashem, please have mercy upon me, kishehafani enosh, because a human people have swallowed me. Kol hayom lochem yilchatzeini. And I am repeatedly oppressed by the warriors. I run from Saul. I meet the Philistines. I got nowhere to hide. I'm leading a life of oppression. And again, this chapter has that dual nature where it's King David speaking in his personal life, composing a chapter for Am Yisrael on their national level. Sha'afu shorerai kol hayom. Sha'afu is like the previous pasuk, she'afani. Sha'afu shorerai. Those that look at me desire to swallow me alive all day. Kirabim lochamim li marom. You Hashem who are marom, you are up above. Take note of how many people are fighting me. I have to contend with my father-in-law. I have to contend with the Zephim. I have to contend with the Philistines. Everywhere I go, people are fighting me. Yom ira ani elecha evtach. Yom ira, on the day that I fear, so then ani elecha evtach. I place my faith in you. I know that as fearful on my worst day, there's nothing that you can't handle. You could always save me. When Hashem takes me and judges me, Be'lokim is midat hadin. When Hashem judges me, Ahalel devaro, I give praise for what Hashem says. Be'lohim batachti, lo irah. I have faith in Hashem, so I don't have to fear. Mayase vasar li. What can human, what can flesh and bones do unto me? Hashem promised him to be king, and that's why he's saying, what do I have to be scared for? Who could harm me? I have faith in Hashem. He promised. Kol hayom devaray yatzevu alai kol machshevotam lara. Kol hayom, all day long, devaray yatzevu. Whatever I say stems from sorrow, because I know that they're constantly thinking how to hurt me and harm me. Alai kol machshevotam lara. Their thoughts are perpetually focused upon me and how to harm me. Yaguru yitzponu. They gather together. Yaguru is to gather together. Yitzponu, they hide themselves. They're preparing an ambush. Heima akeva yishmohu. They watch my footsteps. They know where I'm going. They're waiting for the minute to pounce on me. Kasher kivu nafshi, as they hope to capture my soul. They see, they're trying to follow where I go so that they could pounce on me when I'm not ready and kill me. And that's David's history, that people turned against him. Even people who made believe they were his friends, they would lie in ambush and they'd wait to see where are his hiding places, in order to give it over to King Saul. Al avin palet lahamo. Should they have an escape with such iniquity, with so much sin? Al avin, with such sin. Palet lahamo. Do they deserve palet, to escape? Be'af amim hored Elohim. David HaMelech says, I turn to you, Hashem, knock them down, but in the hands of the nations. I don't want to be the one to kill them. And that was David's approach throughout. He said, I don't want to kill King Saul. I don't want to kill my enemies. Hashem, I want you to take care of them. Let them fall in the hands of the enemy. Nodi safalta ata. What is Nodi? Nodi is my flask. Hashem, you know how many times I've traveled. Nodi, like lehit noded, to travel. You have counted. You know exactly how much I've traveled and how I didn't have a minute to rest. Simadi mati venodecha. Put my tears in your flask. You should hold on to the counting. You know how much I've cried. Halo besifratecha. You count every drop, and you're going to pay back for every drop. And this is a very important pasuk. Chazal tell us that Hashem has, so to speak, his special flask where he collects every single tear that comes out of a person's eye. Hashem, that's el dimati al techerash. Hashem isn't silent when it comes to someone's tear, and that's sima dimati venodecha. King David says, Hashem, you collect my tears in your flask. Halo besifratecha. I know that you don't lose count of every single tier, and every tier has its weight. As yashuvu oyevai achol b'yom ekraha. And then I know, when I call out to you, I know that my enemies will have to retreat. Zeyadati ki Elohim li. I know that because I know, Hashem, you're standing on my side. And I know it's not a coincidence that I'm successful. I know it's your doing. Be'elohim ahalel davar, ba'donai ahalel davar. Remember, this pasuk is almost identical to pasuk Hey. David HaMelech says, I give praise when it's be'elokim, when it's your judgment. Elokim is the term of judgment. Bahashem, when it's your mercy, I also give praise. It doesn't matter how you treat me. I always give praise. And this pasuk is quoted throughout the Midrashim and throughout Chazal. This is the approach Chazal wanted us to have, the Mishnah and Brochos, that a person has to recognize his Creator, be appreciative of his Creator, irrespective of what hand he's being dealt. And that's the greatness of David HaMelech. Chazal say, there were three people who were hurt very badly in this world. There was Eov, and he yelled. There was Aharon HaKohen, and he was silent. And there was King David, who came forth with song. That's this pasuk. Be'elokim alel davar. Even when you judge me, I give praise for your word. Ba'ashem alel davar. And obviously, when you treat me with kindness, then I give praise for your word. Be'elohim batachti lo ira. I have faith in Hashem, and I have faith that even when He judges me, He won't wipe me out. Umayase adam li. So how can a human being harm me? At the end of the day, Hashem is going to ensure I'll make it through. Alay Elohim nidarecha, ashalem todot lach. It's my responsibility to fulfill my vows that I make when I'm in danger, and I will pay up with sacrifices of thanks and praise. Ki hitzalta nafshi mimavet halo raglai midechi. For you have saved my soul from death. You saved my feet from stumbling. Leitalech lifnei Elohim. And you did this all so that I walk before you, that I merit to come back to your temple, be'ohachayim, and that I could be involved with the light of life, which is the Torah and the mitzvos. And that's why I want peace and quiet, so I could be close to you and focused on your Torah and your mitzvos. So what did David HaMelech tell us in this chapter? He described that there are times when a person is in chutzlartz. There are times when a person is distant from the temple, from the people, from the holy land. And at those times, he sometimes feels like he is yonat elim, like a dove that's been silenced. And yet he has to be mich tam. As much as he's knocked down, as much as he is mich, as much as he is put down, he is supposed to be tam, be whole. And turn to Hashem and ask Hashem, have mercy on me. The enemy wants to swallow me alive. There are so many troubles I have to contend with out here. And I know that even though I'm scared, my faith is in you. I give praise even when you judge me, even when you take me to task. I know that I have faith in you, and so who can harm me? I know I am repeatedly afflicted. My enemies repeatedly torment me. They're repeatedly thinking how to harm me. They're thinking how to ambush me. They want to kill me. And so Hashem, I turn to you, you take care of them. Let the nations knock them down. I don't want to take revenge from them. I know that you count every single tear I shed. I know that you count every traveling I have to travel. You know how hard it is for me. And I know you will save me. And when I call to you, I know you are by me. I praise you, Hashem, when you judge me. I praise you, Hashem, when you're merciful to me. I have faith in you, so I'm not scared. Who can touch me? I will pay my vows. I know you will ultimately save me, just as you've saved me from death and stumbling. I turn to you and I pray that I will again walk before you and be able to delve in your Torah and mitzvot.